This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that a school shooting in a Detroit suburb mars this holiday season, mars this entire week, this entire day. Three students, they're reported to be students, dead. We will bring you more on that when we find out more. There is also another extraordinarily awful day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average collapsed 652 points. When you put that together with Friday's collapse, which was 900 points. That's 1,500 points total. Yesterday, things a little bit better, but where goes the economy? What's fascinating about this is there was one number last week that got lost, which was when it comes to new applications for unemployment insurance, people reporting that they're newly unemployed. Right now, we have a labor shortage. And the Biden administration, which is so klutzy and incompetent and sad in the way it's even trying to do any aspect of its job at the moment, the Biden administration didn't even call any attention to it. But last Wednesday, so we're talking about, 8 days ago, they got in a number in terms of the new applications for unemployment insurance. And it was the lowest number, meaning the best number, fewer new unemployed people, in 5 years, you think? It's the best number in 50 years. In 50 years, think about it. And yet, despite the fact that there are more jobs, that there is less new unemployment, there's tremendous economic anxiety having to do with inflation, having to do with the impact of the Omicron variant. And the Omicron variant, there was a statement today which apparently helped crash the markets by Moderna. And they were not sure they could find that their vaccines, which are among the two most popular vaccines, along with Pfizer, they were not at all sure that their vaccines would be as effective as they should be for dealing with this new variant, which is not reported in the United States yet, but that is, of course, only a matter of time. A CNBC reporting the Dow skids nearly 600 points, actually more than 600 points, and stock markets losses deepen as the newly reappointed head of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said that a faster taper may be warranted amid Omicron. U.S. stocks saw losses sharpen late Tuesday as Fed Chairman Powell suggested that the more rapid tightening of financial conditions may be warranted because of the status of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19, complicating the economic recovery and potentially intensifying supply chain bottlenecks. Now, if that hits in the midst of the holiday season, which is such an important part of our economy, then we're talking about real financial disasters. This is why people who say that, or very confidently say that the pandemic will not be part of the political menu that people will be looking at in this coming election less than a year from now, they're wrong. There's a very great point that's made by Gerald Seib over at the Wall Street Journal, who says that if nothing else, One shift is already happened. It was visible in New Jersey. It was visible in Virginia. It was visible all over the country, which is more of a focus on local elections. Not everything is a national issue. Now, who does this help? It probably helps Republicans. But there will be, in this coming election, because there will still be concern with how we handle the pandemic and how we handle the government's role in it, there will be concern about local issues, school lockdowns, business lockdowns, mandates for vaccines. I'm doing something I've never had to do before. I mean, it's a big time for the movie business, though it's scary that there still are many people, I know some of them, who are very reluctant to go to a movie theater and sit in a movie theater exposed to a potential viral load for a long time. But I'm going to a screening tonight, and it's an important movie. But they're asking everybody to take a COVID test before you get into the screening. Now, they have been for several weeks requiring that before you go into a screening, before you go into a theater here in Seattle, Washington, that you actually show a little vaccination card or you show a phone. You have a photograph that you have on your phone that shows that, yes, you are vaccinated and some expectation that you have a booster. Okay, I've got that. That's fine. But this new screening policy for a fairly large screening, you have to show that you've taken a COVID test, and they sent you the test. For the people they want to come see this screening, they sent me a COVID test that I'm going to take right after the show. And I think that's a test I'm not afraid of. On the CNBC, responding to the Omicron financial crisis, Jim Cramer, who specializes in going on rants and explosions and being a little bit over the top in his emotions, well, he did it again, and he demanded that the Biden administration impose a nationwide vaccine mandate. He sounded a little bit like this. This is clip 4A.
How do we finally put an end to this pandemic? How do we save lives and get business back to normal so everybody can put dinner on the table? Simple. The federal government needs to require vaccines, including booster shots, for everyone in America by, say, January 1st. There are still some things that need to be done at a national level, and this is one of them. But as we brace for another wave of new deaths from a virus that has killed more Americans than World War II or even the Civil War, it's time to admit that our government has lost the ability or the will to make our people do the right thing. Nobody wants to be the bad guy, so we've allowed a pastiche of uncoordinated health organizations to dictate an on-again, off-again series of measures that mostly just leave us baffled and confused. We haven't centralized the issue to the point where the White House actually seems to take responsibility. Let's see, first was the CDC, and then the FDA, then the National Institutes of Health, mostly coordinating policy through talk shows. Then we left vaccination policy to individual companies. Now it's toothless OSHA going back and forth on what's allowed in the factories, but nobody with any power is saying the frontline workers need to be vaccinated. It's just plain wrong. And most of us are sick of it, even as a vocal anti-vax minority is always grabbing the mic. This charade must end.
Okay, and then he puts it in perspective a little bit. And the historical perspective is important. There's also an important international perspective. There is just a new piece of legislation, a new regulation in one of our allies that stipulates that you're going to pay extra in fines and fees if you're not vaccinated and you're over the age of 60. Is that a good idea? It actually could cost you a lot of money. Where? We'll tell you about that and more as we come up with Omicron and everything else right here on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In on the Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing reaction to the Omicron variant. It is completely unbelievable when you think about it. We're pushing, I think we may have even surpassed now 800,000 deaths from COVID-19. And It's just extraordinary. I don't know about you, but you obviously thought about this when this process was beginning. When back at the beginning of 2020, people were beginning to pay attention to this. If somebody had said, predicted, I remember the highest prediction of which I was aware, and I followed it pretty closely for you and for me, and there were some predictions, responsible predictions from the Royal College of Medicine and the Imperial Society in Britain. There were a lot of the early sources were in Britain where they predicted that the United States, our national death rate could reach as high as 200,000. And then they were hoping they could keep it down to 30,000. But 800,000. So Jim Cramer goes off on basically stating the kind of goal, the kind of aim, the kind of alteration of the vaccination strategy the federal government is taking that I think, frankly, the Biden administration is frightened to try to implement. They won't do it because of what would clearly be an extremely spirited political opposition to those policies. But if those policies are right, if those policies are necessary for saving lives and getting us out of this nightmare, well, then is it not justified? Here is Jim Cramer giving his own brief history lesson on polio vaccines. Listen, this is clip 4B.
Government must require vaccinations, not of this group or that group, not company by company, not cruise ship by cruise ship or airline by airline or governor by governor. The buck stops at the White House. Some of us are old enough to remember when we were told we had to get a needle stuck into our arms because of some disease that was so scary we were afraid to talk about it. The disease was called polio. No one knew how you got it, but you were scared to go to a place where anyone might congregate, a swimming pool, a park. Then we got a vaccine that worked, and President Eisenhower said we would end polio. He pulled it off because he didn't give us any choice. Soon after, as if the needle were too hard, they came up with a sugar cube, they being the scientists at the time, and we lined up and took them too. Mine tasted like maraschino cherries. Yeah, like the Del Monte fruit cocktail my mom served, but only better. Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake, but back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately. Because we knew that person could hurt other people. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast.
And that's right. And by the way, that's worth pointing out. The Republican position, the traditional Republican position, gray Republicans, Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, certainly Dwight Eisenhower, there were all kinds of support for public health regulations. There was a Republican who was almost nominated for president twice. He was Theodore Roosevelt's former comrade of arms in the Spanish-American War. His name was General Leonard Wood. He was a physician, and he was a great believer in public health measures. That was part of what the Republican Party championed. And the idea that you have a right to endanger people who are around you because, quote, it's your body. Yeah, but, okay, it's your body. They don't force themselves on your body, but they can certainly force themselves to impose regulations before you go through the door into their private establishment. There's also a question here in terms of traditional Republican values and vaccines is that part of the anti-vax movement has gotten very concerned about having the government interfere with private businesses and their right to impose a mandate on their own workers. Leave aside the federal role and the whole use of OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that dubious attempt for achieving some kind of legal federal role. What is not dubious is the ability, and should be, for private businesses to make their own rules. Here is the way that Jim Cramer on CNBC talks about his conclusion concerning mandates for vaccines. This is 4C.
We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick and get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing. Then you know what would happen? Oh, there would be a new variant in some unvaccinated part of the world. Then someone flies here from there, and some of us will get a flu, and we'll take a pill from Pfizer once it can ramp up its antiviral, and it'll be like influenza. Now, it will kill some, but not many. Maybe 50,000, the average flu deaths for the last decade, not 500,000.
Let's hope the optimistic numbers are more correct. In Greece, it's about to become expensive to remain unvaccinated. The government has just mandated that all those over 60 must be vaccinated, period. That's not just if you want to work. You just have to be vaccinated if you're over 60. Those who refuse to comply by January 16th of next year, just a couple of weeks from now, will be fined 100 euros or about $115 a month, with the money collected going into the health system. Greece is the first European nation to target vaccine mandates to an age group. Austria was the first European country to mandate vaccines for all age groups. Those who don't comply there will risk a one-time fine of 4,000, the equivalent, $4,085. Substantial. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said he's instituting the mandate and the fine to sway the 520,000 people over 60 who have so far resisted getting their jab. It's the price to pay for health, he said. Would something like that work in the United States? Would a majority of people favor it? I have mixed feelings about it, of course, but there should be no mixed feelings now, especially with this new variant going on and trying to adjust the vaccine to deal with it. Everybody should try to get their free booster shot and get themselves vaccinated. It is simply crazy to talk about this as some kind of a human rights issue. I don't begin to understand it. And then there's a prominent, independent-minded media voice who is comparing Dr. Fauci to another doctor. That's Dr. Mengele. Really? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three students have been shot and killed at a Michigan high school. Police say the shooter, a 15-year-old student, opened fire today at Oxford High School in Oxford, Michigan, which is located about 30 miles north of Detroit. Police also say multiple people are wounded.
He fired multiple shots, I can tell you that. We've recovered multiple shell casings in the school. Somewhere in the area, obviously, with that many people shot, we're thinking, 15 to 20 shots that were fired.
That's Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe. Inflation isn't going away. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell adding it's probably time to stop referring to it as transitory. However, he said inflation is expected to start turning around sometime next year. Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testifying before a Senate committee today. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And still, one of, if not the most, the top best-selling single release, Bing Crosby singing White Christmas of all time. And came out and became hugely popular in, near the beginning of World War II, at a time when there was particular meaning about dreaming of a white Christmas, with literally millions of Americans stationed abroad fighting what has been known as the Good War. Known as the Good War until this week, where part of the idea of running down America whenever you possibly can. There's a new book, apparently. I have not read it, so I can't comment on whether it is worthy or dignified, but I think the whole idea of it bothers me. It's an attempt to try to show that, no, World War II wasn't heroic. It wasn't a noble struggle. It was a deep, dark, dirty, horrible war. And that's true for Russia, where so many millions of Russians were killed by their own government in the process of trying to defeat the Nazis. But for the United States, for our primary ally, Britain, if World War II wasn't noble, what was? And that's why trying to talk about public health officials as if they were determined Nazis. Lara Logan, who used to be a journalist who I respected, and again had a great deal of credibility. She was on 60 Minutes, which is a fairly mainstream, credible source. She's now on Fox. And listen to what she said about Dr. Fauci, who continues to respond to this crap, and I think it is crap, with appropriate brio and good humor. Mostly good humor, but I don't know how you maintain good humor in the face of something like this. Listen to clip 8.
What you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this, because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies, the level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done.
The alternative, what exactly? Just let the disease take its course. And again, there were people who were suggesting, yes, we overreacted initially, but it turns out we didn't. And it turns out that even getting the vaccines, that everyone agreed, President Trump enthusiastically agreed, were the best hope for actually getting control of the virus and for saving lives. And to Dr. Mengele did experiments on babies. He was a torturer. He did experiments on different children. There are famous experiments on sets of twins. And he was a killer. He wasn't a medical scientist. And to attack Anthony Fauci, who was dedicated a long and honorable life to saving lives, to compare him to one of the most heinous of all Nazi mass murderers is beyond contemptible. For shame. He was on with CNN's Jake Tapper, Dr. Fauci, and he talked about further travel restrictions right now. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci. Listen. 7.
Do you expect more travel restrictions if Omicron is proven to be more contagious and more deadly?
I don't think so, Jake. I think what was done about the restrictions from South Africa and neighboring countries was merely because when the information came out about the molecular makeup of this virus with all of the mutations that were of concern, we felt we needed to do something right away. Hopefully those restrictions are not going to be a very long duration until we get a handle as to what's going on, but we do not anticipate any further restrictions.
Okay, again, to be talking about the, here's a comment, thank you, a reaction. Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the head of the Anti-Defamation League, said in a statement, there is absolutely no comparison between mask mandates, vaccine requirements, and other COVID-19 mitigation efforts to what happened to Jews during the Holocaust. This includes making outlandish, offensive analogies, suggesting that somehow Dr. Anthony Fauci is akin to Nazi war criminal Joseph Mengele, known for his gruesome medical experiments on concentration camp prisoners. The American Jewish Committee called the comments utterly shameful and said an apology is needed. This is far worse than the apology that was demanded of Lauren Boebert. We will be covering that. I mean, again, the desire to compare people that you dislike to terrorists. There is more. We spoke yesterday, and we played you some of what a Congresswoman Boebert of Colorado, Republican, what she said speaking to some supporters back home in her district in Colorado, and suggesting that she had run into Ilhan Omar, She was in an elevator. Ilhan Omar was rushing to get into the same elevator. And apparently she said, oh, it's Ilhan Omar, but I guess we'll be okay because she's not wearing a backpack. A reference to the fact that prominent terrorists had worn backpacks. And then she used the term jihad squad. Well, apparently she called Ilhan Omar to apologize, and it didn't go particularly well. We will follow up on that. There's also a stunning new exposure of a profound lie. People may remember that one of the lies that cost Barack Obama when he lost 63 seats in the House in 2010 was the lie that with Obamacare, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. And, of course, that wasn't true because it put a lot of lower-cost plans out of business. It did not make it available to you to get those plans under Obamacare. Now there is a Biden-level lie of that nature, which was the lie that under Build Back Better, you will never, ever, ever have to pay a dollar extra in taxes unless you earn more than $400,000 a year, if you're fortunate enough to be in that category. But headline, Biden's Build Back Better will hike taxes on 30% of middle-class families. Now, they make the point in this report, in this analysis, these tax hikes are not going to be gigantic, but they could come to hundreds of dollars a year. Shouldn't that be acknowledged rather than lying about it and continuing to lie about it? We will get to that and to more on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It is true that some of the most shocking, outrageous mandates for vaccines are put together by private enterprises that have a perfect right to do that. They're a private enterprise. You have no constitutional right in any country to go into a business, to go into a public setting, or to go into somebody else's private setting if you're unvaccinated. There's no such right. And it's an absurdity to claim there is. We will get to a right claiming that you're not allowed to die without getting vaccinated first. What are we talking about? We'll get to that in a moment. There's a, on a much cheerier subject, there's a question about how families are handling the whole shopping season, particularly with all of the problems of the multiple robberies going on and the smash and grab kind of robbery epidemic and dealing with the challenges of the ongoing pandemic. My wife is, I think you may know, Dr. Diane Medved, psychologist, best-selling author, participates in these webinars. They're completely free and really fun. I mean, look, I love watching my wife on air, and this is basically on air, and this has drawn literally hundreds of thousands of people participating, and you should check it out. This afternoon, 3:30, live, just go to Barry Shore /marriage, and it's a basically a webinar with Barry Shore and with a number of other women who have some credentials in psychology and family management, etc. Check it out this afternoon at 3:30, and I will be listening, and I hope you will too. It's, again, Barry Shore /marriage. And also a great time, I'm talking about Dr. Mengele and World War II and all sorts of gruesome stuff. And again, the reaction to Lara Logan has just bubbled forth, and it's very strong. To learn truth about World War II, about World War I, about the Vietnam War, and not just wars, but of great accomplishments like building up the American economy and the truth about America's religious nature and much more. It's all at Medved History Store. You can stream it, any of our Medved History shows, any of them, and they're close to 100. You can stream them all for free at if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. That's 11 cents a day. pardon me, it's 22 cents a day. I don't want to exaggerate. But check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com. You can see what we have on offer. This great offer of ours is going to run through the Christmas season. Take advantage of it on this second day of Hanukkah at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I mentioned something that is fairly amazing. There are two items about rules on vaccinations. I just noticed Canada is going to be placing unvaccinated federal employees on unpaid leave and to require COVID-19 shots for air, train, and ship passengers. And this is the fascinating part. I don't know if they're going forward with this, but it will be interesting if they are. It will also require all of its 338 lawmakers, members of parliament in Ottawa, to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Can you imagine if they tried to do that with the Congress of the United States? Which, if I were a member of Congress, I would, of course, want my colleagues to be vaccinated. There would certainly be, I am sure, some members of the Congress of the United States who declined to be vaccinated. But what about the idea of you have to get vaccinated before you die? Well, it's not quite as crazy as it sounds. The Spectator reports, as European countries battle to limit the spread of the virus, Verein Sterbehilfe, which is the means that the organization or association for help with death, it's the German Euthanasia Association, has issued a new directive declaring it will now only help people in assisted suicide who have been vaccinated or recovered from the disease, the COVID-19. In a statement, the association said euthanasia and the preparatory examination of the voluntary responsibility of our members willing to die require human closeness. In other words, that to get the approval for assisted suicide, which is legal in Germany, people have to get up close and personal. Human closeness, however, is a prerequisite and breeding ground for coronavirus transmission. As of today, the rule applies, rule number 2G, in our association, supplemented by situation-related measures such as quick tests before encounters in closed rooms. The encounters in closed rooms includes this idea of assisted suicide. So if you're planning to end your life voluntarily in Germany, you have to first protect the people around you. It sounds awful, but you can understand because apparently the people who help with this, I guess it's an act of compassion. It seems so difficult, but the entire subject is difficult and part of the madness we have around us. One part of the madness we have around us, New York Post is reporting, and it's a solid piece by Will Foyer. He says President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda would raise taxes on up to 30% of middle class families. Despite his campaign promises not to hike taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. Taking into account, this is from the Tax Policy Center, which is nonpartisan. Taking into account all major tax provisions, roughly 20 to 30% of middle income households would pay more in taxes in 2022 under the Build Back Better agenda. That's what the analysis published last week by the Tax Policy Center found. Among those with a tax increase would be low and middle income households who would pay an additional $100 or less on average. Okay. Those making $200,000 to $500,000 would pay an average of about 230 more. Over time, though, the tax burden will change. According to the analysis of the $1.75 trillion proposal currently before the House of Representatives, in 2023, the proposed expansions of the child tax credit payments would end, and the corporate minimum tax on book income, which is one of the largest proposed tax hikes in the bill. The Tax Policy Center said this will hit families indirectly by limiting companies' return to shareholders, which include workers and those investing in the retirement. In other words, you can say, all right, even for families who are comfortably middle class, they can afford to pay $230 more per year. Okay, I think most people would say that's true if it's something really worthwhile, change, but don't lie about it. And actually, Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, the number one guy in the Biden White House, did pretty much lie about it again. This is clip 11. Listen. We are not going to let taxes go up on people making less than $400,000 a year. No one believes that. Or I should, it seems to me. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, just reappointed by President Biden, was questioned by Senator Pat Toomey in a hearing on Capitol Hill. He said it's probably a good time to retire the word transitory regarding inflation. He's predicted all kinds of transitory inflation that is just passing through. It's going to be with us for a while, and we're going to be with you for a while longer. With a constitutional amendment proposed in California to guarantee a decent education, we'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.